Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Hope you like the introduction music. It's an experiment. If I get some good feedback, I'm going to play it for a couple of days and see how it goes. But let me focus on the show right now, which is to talk about Twitter profile basics. And specifically with an eye toward helping job hunters create profiles that are really useful. I hope you find this show helpful, and if you do, I hope you also give it 5 stars in iTunes, because it does help other people discover the show. And if we are connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. And with that, let's get rolling. Now, I want to talk with you today about Twitter and Twitter profiles. And you know, it's going to sound remarkably similar to the kind of things that you're told about your LinkedIn profile. But Twitter is a great tool for job hunters, and most just don't know how to do it. And it really does start off with your profile. So I want to give you a couple of profile pointers to help you with setting up your account, just as I've done advice for you when looking at your LinkedIn profile. So excuse me, I have some notes on the screen. I just want to make sure I hit all my points, okay? So if you're trying to use your name, and that's really the ideal place to start off with is using your name, you may find at this point that with all the existing Twitter members, your name's already taken. So if I go to Twitter now, I suspect that Jeff Altman is a name is taken. But you could do Jeff_Altman. You could do Jeff-Altman. You could do About Jeff Altman. Anything that kind of makes sense. And sometimes you run into circumstances where the name you want to choose is too long. So when I tried to use The Big Game Hunter, I found that was one character too long. So I dropped off the E in Hunter. So it became The Big Game, H-U-N-T-R. And that's become a way that people can find me. So look at ways that you can play with the length of your name for your profile on LinkedIn. Then, good picture. Always think in terms of what an employer might find about you if they're looking. And ideally, if you can use the same professional photo that you use on LinkedIn for your Twitter feed, it's going to help you as well, because people will recognize the similarities. You can also put your Twitter feed in your LinkedIn profile as well. You can include it in the summary with a remark about, to find out more about me, follow me on Twitter, and put your handle on Twitter into your LinkedIn summary. Next, complete your bio. Now recognize there's only 160 characters in the Twitter bio. So you can do something like, I'm a senior developer in Java who is looking for opportunities in the Los Angeles area, in North Hollywood, or something along those lines. Be very specific about what you're looking for. For me, I describe all the various interests I have in single words. You know, recruiter, podcaster, author, publisher. Things along those lines are what I use, because I'm just trying to make people aware of the different types of ways I can help them. When all is said and done, you need to promote your Twitter handle. So you can use it in a signature that you send out with your personal email. You can, as I mentioned, use it in your LinkedIn profile. You need to promote the signature for people to find you. Make sure you include your location in your Twitter feed, in your Twitter profile. Again, if someone's trying to hire you, or is looking for someone with your kind of background, one of the criteria they're going to use is location. So recognize that and include it. Lastly, and this is going to be my last point, look for a background that makes sense for you. This is an appearance thing, especially if you're in one of the design fields. You always want to make sure that your appearance on Twitter supplements or complements, I should say, your brand. So where you can, include something that's graphically appealing as part of your feed or as part of your page on Twitter. So when people come to it, they have a great impression. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.